Good morning. Time. These are just some quick audio notes I want to get through to think through the topic I'm trying to get across. I get it, but how can I get it across to you? And I just heard a podcast where they talked about the Greeks had two different times, types of time, which may sound odd because you think there's only one time and it's linear, right? And they talked about chronos time and kairos time. Chronos being chronological, linear, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. And this is handy because we need this to live in the world, stuff like that. But then there is kairos time. And this was, it didn't follow the rules of time as we normally understand it, and this is the good stuff. So, for me here, I'm just going to give a quick example, and then I will try to explain it, and then what I really want to get to is how you can use this and find this. Now, one point to make at the get-go is that we're not striving to make this kairos time all the time. It wouldn't work. It's almost, in a meditative state or a, come on, Beth. By the way, I'm in the woods, which is already a sign of how to find the time. I think it needs to have a certain sort of place and setting often to make it happen. But we don't want to do this all the time, just like with meditation or with of a trance state or in flow, like the work you're doing or in flow with a conversation you're having. You just know when it's clicking, when it's working. That's sort of what I'm getting at. Although we don't want that all the time. And it's all the time. Because that's, why don't we want that all the time? Because that's not, I was going to say, it's not reality. It's not real life. And I guess it is, but just like the basketball player who's playing the game. He's up for the game. It's intense. He's in game mode. And it's also, I think it's called speaker state or trainer state. You're in sort of a different state of mind where your brain, your mind, your everything is working kind of differently, almost on a different clock. And that's, as I continue to talk around this, maybe you're getting an idea of what I'm talking about. So this time, back to my example, is for me, it's usually during meditation. It comes at other occurrences during the day. And one nice thing is that you can force it. You can make it happen. Because I think this is something people might think of things like inspiration. I had the bolt of lightning and I had the fantastic idea. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. But we don't have to wait for the bolt of lightning. We can create the bolt of lightning and then revel in the thunder. How do we do this? We need to get out of our normal state, our regular time, so to speak, our day-to-day hustle and bustle. So for example, for me, this is meditation time. So from here, just to give the example, it's in the morning, first thing. Where are the dogs? First thing in the morning, I'm gonna go. I have a quiet place with a locked door. That's important for me that I know no one is going to interrupt me, or bother me, or touch me on the shoulder, anything. I know I'm in a safe space where I can sort of let loose. So, I'm usually listening to a guided meditation. And by listening, I'm not necessarily following every word, and I often am listening to similar stuff that I've heard a gazillion times. So my body, my mind, my everything knows how to go through it, how to use it. But it's sort of like when you're driving to work, or you're driving to school, you're driving to a place you go to, you're driving to the supermarket. You know how to get there. You don't need to think about it. Oh, do I go left here? Do I go right here? You know what to do, and you do it pretty much automatically. So that's what the meditations for me have become. So here's where the good part happens. And this is also what happens when you're driving to the supermarket, right? You don't have to pay attention to the road anymore, to the directions, to the do I go left, do I go right, because you know all that. That's all built in. And that's the time when your mind, because it's not busy with how do I get there? Oh, I'm stressed, I'm late. Oh, I need to go, do I need to go left? Do I need to go right? It doesn't have any of that. It's not busy with that. So it's time for something else, something bigger. And this is where there's all kinds of words like allow, accept, play, you know, let in, stuff like that, where you're in that state and you can choose to let it come in or not. And this is pretty much up to you. And this, I think it comes with practice to get into this time. And that's when the good stuff happens. So let's give an example of good stuff. What is a good stuff? I even wrote down the other day a list of the good stuff after a meditation because I had just like boom, 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 three big-ish ideas that I wanted to accomplish and that I knew were very clear and very good and strong and aligned with what I'm doing. And so it's a perfect example of what I get out of this. What I'm really shooting for on a daily basis is one clear idea. And maybe that idea is enough to keep me going the whole day. Sometimes they're so big, it might be like the entire year if it's a huge idea. Maybe it's just 1 hour or one piece or one thing I've got to clear up. And it's not only work-related. It's kind of rarely work-related, but it's whatever you're working on, whatever is not clear, that clarity comes through. And back to our original topic of time with the Chronos and Kairos, is that this is where it's something you think I've been struggling with this for years, I've been working on this for years, or months, or weeks, or days, or whatever it is. And in this time is when time, as we know it, speeds up. And we get this sort of fast forward, get out the junk, fast forward of the junk, and only let the good stuff drop in. So if you can imagine a tape playing, back to cassettes and stuff for the tape playing, and you hit fast forward, but in this, the way this works is that a quickie little sliver, no, normally you're not fast forwarding, you're playing the tape. And, oh, look, a good idea. Yay, wow, great. I mean, it happens. It just doesn't happen as often. But if you're fast forwarding, and you're fast forwarding, and this is the part that's maybe a little hard to understand, but the fast forward, I'm not talking like it's 2 times normal speed or 14 times normal speed. I'm talking 365 times normal speed. So, how many minutes are there in a month? Okay, so let's say if I'm sitting in my meditation for a minute, I might be able to get a month's worth of, you know, back and forth discussion, weighing pros and cons, blah, 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 worth of thought, of discussion, of analysis to come to a conclusion here. Did you kind of get that? I hope I'm getting this through. So in this time, this is a good example. So in my 1 minute of meditation, and it doesn't mean you can just do a meditation for 1 minute. This is usually, my meditation is like, I have one that's like 23 minutes. So somewhere in that 23 minutes, usually like in the third quarter, somewhere in the 23 minutes, I'm going to have this time speed up. And sometimes it speeds up, you know, not so fast. And sometimes it's just, rocket ship or light speed. And I've been back and forth about a topic for a month, and I get the answer like that, in a flash. So a month worth of thought and time and back and forth and discussion and deliberation and worry and stress and anxiety and euphoria, and that's not really the right idea. And get what I'm saying? A month's worth of that in a minute. And this is where you've got to hold on to that minute. You've got to sort of like hold on to the handrail because it's going to fly. You've got to let it come in. Okay? Now, I think I've got the idea across. I'm not even going to pretend to say how to do this. I think that's worth a different discussion. Although the answer could be one word is meditation. Although meditation for different people is different things. But it's that, well, I was going to say speeding up of time. It's either speeding up or slowing down. I'll give you one last example to try to bring this home. And that would be of a pole vaulter. Now, I was a pole vaulter in high school. Such a weird sport. But the big time pole vaulters, they talked about how it's, you know, often sports stars, they talk about how it's, Yeah, good boy. Hello. Hi. Hey. Hello, Anja. You Morphe. Andere kant op. Okay, a little reality check there, time interruption, a giant poodle dog, give Pepper the evil eye, or the loving eye, hard to tell. Back to the pole vaulter. The pole vaulter says, I mean, think of a golfer or a pole vaulter, something that's very sort of precision sport. So the pole vaulter, you know, he's running up, he's got this big pole in his hand. And he's going to put the pole into the pit thing. Pole's going to bend. And then, I don't think I ever had this. I think I got to that level. And then up there in the air, he's pummeling through the air up there, shooting through the air. And he has to make a whole bunch of decisions about where he moves his body, his arm, his legs, his how to pull his arms up here and his twist his hips this way. And time slows down for him or her. And he's able to see things sort of from through a different lens and be able to make decisions. What we would think are split second decisions, but time is actually sort of slowing down for him. So it's not necessarily a split second. He's in the middle of the air and he's able to say, you know what? My left elbow needs to be a little higher. I'm going to hit that bar. That kind of stuff. Okay. So it's either a slowing down or a speeding up. And I hope I didn't confuse you with that last bit. But it's all good, and it's whatever you need it to be, the speeding up or the slowing down, to make this work. Okay, this is probably part of upcoming book called Meditate, part of the Repossible series, and I don't know how to fit in this time element, but it's really important and really neat. Maybe it's just a chapter in the Meditate book or something, or maybe it's a new book called Slow. Or fast, or time, or something. Okay, that's it. I'm going to stop my discussion on the subject this morning. By the way, in order to do this, I'm in the woods, completely at ease, and Pepper's having a good old time, with the exception of giant black poodle dogs. And that's where I can think clearly, although clearly, I am at, check the, interesting, I can't see. Oh, there we go. 14 minutes of me going on about this. And this is where I just need to get it out, and we need to see what happens with it, and that's fine. But I can condense this, you know, at least half that. All right, this has been Bradley Charbonneau, probably an episode of the Repossible podcast at some point, but not this blabbering. This is my notes. This is my how am I going to work through this topic type thing. All right. Take care.